Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. North Korea has a different take than U.S. President Donald Trump in that June 12th summit that was supposed to take place in Singapore. Its leader, Kim Jong-un, is signaling he wants to meet with Mr. Trump at any time in any format after President Donald Trump called off the summit. More on the president's decision from VOA's Gladys Ahok.
Trump expressed regret that the summit will not take place and hoped that it will happen at some time in the future.
All of the Korean people, North and South, deserve to be able to live together in harmony, prosperity, and peace. That bright and beautiful future can only happen when the threat of nuclear weapons is removed.
Trump's announcement came hours after North Korea dismantled its nuclear test site in a much-publicized show of goodwill. Analysts generally agree that the United States and North Korea have different views on denuclearization and that any future talks on the subject require thorough and quiet preparation. Zlarica Hoke, VOA News, Washington.
Canadian investigators say that two men detonated an improvised explosive device in an Ontario restaurant Thursday night.
We transported 15 patients from the scene to local area hospitals. Three of those patients went down to a trauma center in Toronto.
Deputy Chief Brian Gibson with the Peel Regional Paramedic Services speaking on CTV. Authorities say that another 12 people received superficial wounds after the attack. The men have not been caught as of yet. Investigators continue to comb the area. There has been no claim of responsibility for the attack yet. More at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Russia continues to deny involvement of the Malaysia Airlines flight MH17 that went down on July 17, 2014, after investigators say there is evidence it was shot down. Investigators connected the missile that brought down a Malaysian Airlines passenger jet over eastern Ukraine. Federal Police Commander Jennifer Hurst says a flight MH17 was shot down by a Buk missile.
Pieces of debris and parts found on the crash site were visually compared with reference material consisting of various Buk missiles available to the jet.
283 passengers and 15 crew members were killed when the aircraft was shot down. The incident happened about 3 hours into the journey from Amsterdam to Kuala Lumpur. The JIT already had released evidence suggesting the plane was hit by a Russian Buk surface-to-air missile that had crossed into eastern Ukraine from Russia. At a news conference Thursday, Hague chief prosecutor said that they have pinpointed the origin of the missile launcher used. He adds that the MH17 investigation should prompt Western nations to maintain sanctions on Russia. Ireland voters are deciding this Friday whether to keep or repeal a constitutional amendment banning abortions in most cases. The current amendment, originally going back to 1983, banned all abortions before a change was made 5 years ago to allow abortions in cases where the mother's life is in danger. If the voters decide to further loosen the rules, the Prime Minister Leo Varadkar's government intends to put forth legislation by the end of the year, allowing abortions with no restrictions up to 12 weeks into pregnancy. Oscar-winning actor Morgan Freeman has apologized to anyone he may have offended after reports he sexually harassed women on movie sets. 8 women have told CNN Television that Freeman engaged in inappropriate behavior on the sets or promotional tours of various films. A young woman told CNN that she was touched, and he touched a production assistant on 2015's Going in Style, and said that Freeman rubbed her lower back and asked if she was wearing underpants as he tried to lift up her dress. Others have accused Freeman of staring at the breast and quizzing them about sexual harassment. One woman told CNN she and others on the set of another Freeman film knew not to wear any top that would show a breast, not to wear anything that would show her bottoms if Freeman was around. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.
R&B, pop, hip.